10. Exercise 2. Page 128.
It's electric. What is electricity? To understand electricity, we need to first understand atoms. These are the building blocks that make up everything in our world. They are extremely small. We can only see them using microscopes, and they've got even smaller parts inside them: protons, neutrons, and electrons. Protons and neutrons are in the center of the atom, and electrons move around them. Electrons can jump from one atom to another. This is electricity. When electrons move, we call it an electric current. We can see an example of an electric current in nature. Lightning is the sudden movement of electricity from the sky to the ground. How is electricity generated? We don't say we make electricity. We say it is generated. Why? Because we can't make energy. It is always there. We just change it into different types. We take energy from coal, gas, and oil, or from the sun, wind, and water, and we turn it into electrical energy. This happens in a power station. The power station is one part of a circuit. A circuit is a circle that electricity can move around. The circuit has to be complete. If it is broken, the electricity won't move. The circuit begins at the power station. Electrons travel along power lines to your home. Some of the energy is used, and the electrons travel back to the power station. There are lots of small circuits in your home, too. Your lights and everything you plug in becomes part of a circuit. That is why we have a switch for the lights and on-off buttons for the TV and the cooker. They break the circuit. If we don't do this, they will be on all the time.